Ephesians 3:14-19. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Father, I ask that you would open up our eyes of understanding what it is to be filled up to all the fullness of God. What does that look like? Lord, we long for understanding, to know what it is for our lives to be filled up with the fullness of God. And I think of your word that says that we are partakers of the divine nature in 2 Peter. And Father, we want to be fully partaking of your nature, that we would not lack anything, that we would have your fullness dwelling in us, that we would have within us your divine power that grants us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of you who called us by your glory and excellence. Father, so many times that we feel powerless. We feel that we are not able to overcome. That there's so many times that there is hopelessness, and yet within us resides your divine power that's granting us everything pertaining to life. Like, we don't lack anything. We have everything pertaining to godliness. There is nothing that we cannot overcome within our lives because the fullness of God is dwelling within us. And that we are partakers of your divine nature, that because you've given us all of these precious and magnificent promises, by them we become partakers of the divine nature. We become able to walk in that fullness when we appropriate your precious and magnificent promises. So Father, I ask that you would open up our understanding and grant to us the faith to lay hold of the precious and magnificent promises that you have given to us through Jesus Christ. You have given us covenant promises that by the blood of Jesus we have received full salvation, that we are saved out of depression, we are saved out of sickness, we are saved out of addiction, we are saved out of poverty, we are saved out of so many things, Father. And let us lay hold of those covenant promises that you have given us, and lay hold of the fact that we are partakers of the divine nature, and that we are to be filled up to all and with all the fullness of God, so that we would lack nothing, and that we would attain and hold on to and cling to every spiritual blessing that you have given to us in the heavenly realm. We are not paupers. We do not lack. We will not be conquered by anything, because within us you have given us the gift to be filled up with all the fullness of who you are. And so, Father, I ask that when we are feeling low, when we are feeling defeated, when we are feeling all of those feelings that make us feel that we cannot rise up, that we would lay hold of truth. We would lay hold of what your truth is and what you speak over us. And we would rise up, and we would be strengthened with power in our inner man. And that we would rise with faith. And that, Father, we would conquer because of your great love for us. And that in those moments when we are feeling low and that we will not conquer, that we would be overwhelmed with your love. And by your love, we would rise up as you take care of us. And that we would rise in faith. And that we would lay hold of the truth that we are filled up to all the fullness of God, and nothing that Satan and his demons or the world, the powers and principalities of nothing can hold us back, because the gates of hell will not prevail against us, because we are filled up to all the fullness of God, and we are a mighty army filled up to all the fullness of God, and we will overcome all obstacles, and we will fill this world with your glory, because we are filled up to all the fullness of God. Blessed be your name, O God. Amen.